Hello, and welcome to Weekly Dev Tips. I'm your host, Steve Smith, aka Ardalis. This is episode 21, where I'll talk a little bit about troubleshooting and how to avoid struggling to find a solution to the same problem again and again. Don't forget you can follow Weekly Dev Tips on Twitter, as well as in your favorite podcast app. And if you're finding these tips to be helpful, please take a moment and leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher. I would really appreciate it. This episode is sponsored by DevIQ. DevIQ offers online training for software developers and designers, covering topics like UX, .NET development, and I have my own course on ASP.NET Core there as well. Check them out at deviq.com. This week, I'm taking a break from design patterns to talk about a useful skill to prevent you and your team having to reinvent the wheel when it comes to troubleshooting problems or working through new tools or frameworks. Have you ever spent a few hours working through getting a new tool, library, package, or framework working? Along the way, did you run into things that didn't quite go as easily as the documentation, video, or that presentation you watched on the subject made it out to be? Did you end up spending time on Google, Stack Overflow, etc., trying to figure out how to really get things to work in your real-world environment? If you answered yes to these questions, you're in good company. I've certainly been there countless times. Now, follow-up question. Have you ever done all of the above, but with a little sense of deja vu, because you've had to do the exact same thing sometime previously? And when you found the blog post or sample that reminded you of the issue, you were like, oh yeah, I had to do this last time too. I find these to be some of the most frustrating hours of my work. I want to be building things and making progress, seeing things grow in functionality, not banging my head against the same walls that I've previously left dents and bloodstains in the past. I also want to make sure my coworkers, my teammates, and my clients all benefit from the cuts and bruises that I've acquired as I've blazed a trail through unknown territories. So, what can you do to limit the amount of retreading through the same painful terrain that you and often your team have to do? Obviously, the first thing you could do is take notes. This is natural for some developers, but others find it distracting. When they're in the zone, figuring things out and getting things done, they don't want to stop to document things along the way, especially if they don't know if this particular approach they're using is going to work anyway. Breaking their flow might mean the difference between getting things working and giving up and walking away. Now, of course, if you can take notes as you go, then do so. I suggest at least keeping track of the URLs you found useful, along with occasional screenshots of things like property dialogs or other configurations that you needed to modify. These can be useful later on when you want to document exactly what happened along the way. Sometimes you can document things after you got everything working. This is often true for fairly simple problems. However, for something that's taken hours rather than minutes, it's likely that by the time you're done, you've forgotten a few key steps along the way. Here are a few key things that you can do to leave yourself a trail of breadcrumbs as you work. And of course, by breadcrumbs, I actually mean something better than breadcrumbs that you'll actually find later, since the whole origin of breadcrumbs is from a story in which breadcrumbs are a decidedly poor choice to leave behind you in order to find your way home. One approach I've found useful is to use a particular browser instance while I'm working on a specific problem, and then to open all links related to that problem as their own tabs inside that browser instance. If they're useless, I close them, but if they're at all helpful, I leave them open. Once I've figured out whatever it is I've been working on, I can look at my tab history, basically the tabs that are still open, and add the links as references wherever it's appropriate. Sometimes that'll be a link in the source code file, sometimes it might be in the README file, sometimes maybe it's in a blog post, or a Trello card for a blog post that I want to write in the future. In any case, I associate the links to the resources that helped me along the way so that I can come back to them later. I do this when everything is still fresh in my mind and the links are literally still open in my browser. Now again, since I don't want to keep the links to things that didn't help, I don't just go and look at my browser history. I use the tabs that are still open as an indicator that those were the ones that were actually useful. Another tool you can use is screen recording. If you don't like actually writing or typing notes, you can record conference calls with clients using tools like Zoom or GoToMeeting. You can also record your own screen, along with audio if you want, using tools like Camtasia, which I highly recommend. Then you can quickly jump around in the recorded video to see yourself tackling problems and retroactively take some notes or write up a postmortem or checklist. Occasionally, the video itself might even be worth editing into something, perhaps for internal consumption by your team, or even to post on YouTube if you think others might benefit from it. Yet another tool that I've used in the past is TimeSnapper, which would take and store screenshots every so many seconds on your machine. Then it would let you play them back later to see what you'd been spending your time on. I haven't used it in a while, but it appears to still be active. You could do something similar by just taking a screenshot periodically as you progress through a problem, but you're much more likely to forget without a tool like this one. The most important thing to take away from this episode is that you don't want to fight through the same problem more than once. Ideally, you want to prevent your team from having to fight through problems that you've already solved. The key is to share the necessary information in a way that doesn't slow you down while you're solving the problem, but which ultimately ends up being discoverable by you and your team the next time you encounter the same problem. An approach I've used for years is to blog about things once I find a solution. I can't tell you how many times I've Googled for something only to find the answer on my own blog. If you have your own techniques that you use to rediscover solutions to problems you've previously solved, please leave them in the comments for the show so that others can find them as well. Oh, and I wrote an article last year that's related on Working Through Roadblocks, a Guide for New Programmers. You might check it out. I'll leave a link to that in the show notes as well. Quick question. Would your team or application benefit from an application assessment, highlighting potential problem areas and identifying a path toward better maintainability? If so, contact me at rdallas.com and let's see how I can help. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on weeklydevtips.com.